Welcome to lesson number one in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. It's always exciting to begin a new Masechta. And it is important to have some background about the subject of the Masechta. There is much background to be shared, but what is essential is the Pasuk in Chumash Devarim, Perek Chof Dalet, Psukim Aleph and Beis, which read, Ki yikach ish isha uva Allah, when a man takes a woman and lives with her as man and wife, v'hoyo im lo simtso chen b'yeinov, if it should happen that she will not find favor in his eyes, and just what that means will be a subject of this Masechta, but much later on. Because he has found something, what shall we say, radically wrong with her. He can write for her literally a book of severance, a book of cutting, a book of terminating. He has to give that book, that document, into her hand, v'shilcha mibeso, and send her away from his home. V'yotza'o mibeso, she then leaves his home, v'holcha v'hoysole ish acher, and she can then go and marry another man. The document known as a get, the word get, gimel tov tes, really means any document. Any business transaction is also sometimes referred to in the Mishnah and Gemara as a get. But generally, the term get and the plural gittin is used for the specific document which the Torah calls Sefer Krisus, a book of severance. You will notice that the Torah requires certain very specific things of this Sefer Krisus. First of all, what's the theme or content of the book? Krisus, severance. We will see what that means. V'nosan b'yoda, he must give it to her and place it in her hand. This is a very, very important aspect of the process of a get, of a divorce proceeding. There are numerous other important facts to know, which I will try to explain to you as we encounter each and every Mishnah. You will notice, and the following is what's necessary really to understand the first several Mishnayos. The Torah does say, v'chosav lo, that he should write this for her. From this we know that the get has to be written whether by the husband himself or by the husband's agent, the sofer or scribe, it has to be written lishmo. It has to be written with the intent to serve as a divorce document between this particular man and this particular woman. This is the meaning of lishmo. We will encounter a basic machlokes between the Tanoi, between Rabbeya and Rabbi Elozar. Rabbi Meir holds that when there is a requirement of v'chosav lo lishmo, this requirement of lishmo applies to the signature of the witnesses. The witnesses must sign lishmo. They must sign in full awareness of what they're signing onto, and that they are signing on to a document which is severing the relationship between a man and his wife. That signature has to be done lishmo. But according to Rav Meir, the actual writing of the text of the get does not have to be done lishmo. Rav Meir's opinion is known by the phrase, Ede chasima karte, the witnesses who sign the document, they do the severance. They're the ones who cut the relationship. It's their signature which cuts the relationship, and therefore their signature must be done with full intent, lishma, but the actual writing of the text need not be done lishma. That's Rav Meir. Rav Elazar believes that when the Torah speaks of v'chosav law, which is the requirement of law lishma, it is referring to v'kosav. It's referring to the writing of the get, to the actual text, to the names of the husband and wife, to the place, to the date, etc. To the content, the tochen, the content of the get. This content is known in the language of Chazal as the toref, the important facts which are specific to this particular marriage, such as the names of the husband and wife and the date. The rest of the document is called a tofes. The first word, toref, is spelled tof vav resh fei. It means the main essentials which are peculiar to this particular marriage. The other word is tofes, tes vav fei samach, and that refers to the standard text of the get, so that you could imagine a pre-printed get, that's the tofes, with the blanks are the toref. For Rabbi Lozon, the toref, the written essentials of the get, must be written lishma. But the signature of the edim do not have to be lishma. In fact, for Rabbi Elazar, it is not even necessary, min ha-Torah, that there be witnesses signed on to the get. It is only a takanas chachamim. It is something that the sages implemented for reasons which we shall learn about. For Rabbi Elazar, the key is not the writing, although the Torah requires that the essential components be written lishma, but the key act is the transference, the giving over of the divorce from the husband to the wife, or from the husband's agent to the wife or her agent. So for Rabbi Elazar, the key phrase is Eide Mesiro Karti. It is the witnesses of the transfer, of the giving over of the document from husband to wife, the Eidim, the witnesses who see that, they are the ones who cut the relationship. And therefore, the kesivas haget must be lishmo, but not the chasimas haget. This is a machlokes between Rab Meir and Rab Elazar. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, Eide Mesiro Karte. Our Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph of Perek Aleph, will discuss a situation in which the husband does not deliver the get himself to his wife, but rather sends a shliach, sends a messenger, an agent, to deliver it for him. He is in Chutz La'aretz. He is in the south of France. She is living in Eretz Yisrael. So he sends a shliach to deliver the get to her. Such a shliach is called a shliach laholocha, a shliach for the purposes of delivering the get from the husband to the wife. So the Mishnah begins, Hamevi get mi medinas hayom, a shliach, an agent, sent by the husband, who is bringing a get from medinas hayom, from across the sea, from a place distant from Eretz Yisrael, the south of France, in our example. Tzorich Sheyoma, when he comes to Eretz Yisroel and delivers the get to the wife, he must say before the court, before the Beis Din, before he gives the get to her, Bifonai Nichtav, this get was written in my presence, Uvifonai Nechtam, and it was signed by witnesses in my presence. Why does the shliach have to make this statement? Here we have another classic machlokes between Rabba and Rova. Rabba says, "Lefi she'ein bekiyin lishmo." The Gemara explains
that Rabbah's reasoning is this. In the south of France, there are a bunch of ignoramuses. They do not know everything that needs to be known about the procedure of writing a get. They do not know that a get has to be written lishma, has to be written with the specific intent that this is applying to this particular woman. Therefore, the Chachamim require that when a get comes from across the sea, from a place where people are not cognizant of this halacha of lishma, the shliach must say, I saw this get written, I saw this get signed. In the process, we can now ask further questions and determine, indeed, what did you see? Did you see a process which included an intent lishma? This is the opinion of Rabbah. Rava says no. It's because, in his words in the Gemara, Lefi she'ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimo. Normally, when we have a document before us, for example, a divorce document, it's always possible for the husband to come along and say, that document was a forgery. What we do to protect ourselves against the forgery is, defend against his claim of forgery, is that we call the witnesses who are signed on the document and ask them, did you really sign this? Is this your signature? Or we open ourselves up to other people who can come along and say, yes, I know, that signature is indeed the valid and real and authentic signature of the person who was signed there. Once we have that, the get has become mikuyam. The get has now become validated. We know that the witnesses did indeed sign. It's not a forgery. And therefore, the husband's contention is thrown out of court. However, if a divorce document is sent from the south of France, from Medina Sayam, there are no witnesses in Eretz Yisrael who are likely to recognize these signatures. And the witnesses themselves are still in the south of France. They're not in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the husband can at any time come along and say, Mizuyaf, this get is a forgery. And we have no way of validating the signature of the witnesses because we're living in Eretz Yisrael and they're in the south of France. And it's a long time ago. And it was not so easy to communicate from the south of France to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, says Rava, we require the shliach to say, I was there, I saw the get written, I saw the got signed, b'fonai nichtav or b'fonai nichtam, and we believe him as if he was two witnesses, even though he's only one. We give him full validity as a pair, two witnesses, and we now can establish this is not a forgery. The Mishnah continues, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Af ha-mevi min horekem u-min ha-chege. Until now, we've been talking about a get, which is written from a very far away place, Bedina Sayam, the south of France. Rabban Gamliel says, it need not be only from a very distant land that we require the shliach laholocha to say, b'fonai nichtav u-b'fonai nechtam. But even if the get was written and being brought from Rekem or Cheger, which are two towns near Eretz Yisrael, in the southwest, near, across the southwest boundary of the land of Israel, they too, from Rekem and Cheger, must say, b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtam. Rabbah would explain that even though these towns are pretty close to Eretz Yisrael, not as far away as the south of France, but in that place too, Rekem and Cheger, people are just as big ignoramuses as the ignoramuses in the south of France. They don't know about Lishma, and therefore we require the shliach to say, b'fonai nichtav u'b'fonai nechtam. Rava would say that just as that Rabbi Gamliel's position about Rekem and Cheger is based upon his belief that just as there is no great traffic from the south of France to the land of Israel, so there are not likely to be people in the land of Israel who are familiar with the signatures of those witnesses in the south of France, so too, you're not likely to have witnesses in Eretz Yisrael who know the signatures of people who live outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael, even though they're much closer geographically. Rabbi Eliezer goes still further and says, Afilu mikfar ludim lilud. The Gemara explains that there was a town in Eretz Yisrael, which was Lud, right near the border, and protruding but over the border into Lud was a little village called Kfar Ludim. So, in other words, Kfar Ludim was muvlaas, was absorbed, so to speak, into the territory of Lud, but it was across the border. There were interactions between Kfar Ludim and Lud, and they were so close that they were not ignoramuses. They knew that a get had to be written l'shmo. Nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer believes that even from a city so close that it's actually surrounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael, but it itself is across the border, the emissary from such a place does have to say, Befonai Nichtav, Befonai Nechtam. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Eliezer's reason is, Shelo Tachlok B'mdinas Hayam. We want to make a general rule. If you bring a get from anywhere outside the country of Eretz Yisrael, you have to say Befonai Nechtav. Whether it's Medinas Hayam Mamosh, across the ocean, south of France, whether it's across the border, Rekem and Cheger, whether it's across the border, but Mamosh interwoven with the city around it, which is inside the border of Eretz Yisrael, we all want to make distinctions. You got to say Befonai Nechtav if you come from outside the country. The Chachamim say, Eino tzorich sheyoma befonai nichtav ubefonai nechtam. One does not have to say the formula, befonai nechtav, etc., unless he brings a get from Medinas Hayam to Eretz Yisrael. Also, vihamolich, a person who takes a get in the opposite direction from Eretz Yisrael out to the south of France. The husband's in Eretz Yisrael. The get was written and signed in Eretz Yisrael. And the woman lives in the south of France. Also requires Befonai Nechtam, Befonai Nechtam. Rabba would say as follows, that these Chachomim disagree with the Tana who opened the Mishnah. Because the Tana who opened the Mishnah said that only if you go from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael is the Befonai Nichtav formula necessary. But if you take it Molich, the other direction, from Eretz Yisrael to the south of France, it's not required, because the people in Eretz Yisrael, Rabba would say, and according to the Tana Kama, are Bekiyim Lishma, they are learned people, plenty of yeshivos in Eretz Yisrael teaching Meseches Gittin. The Chachamim say, no, we make a gzeira. Yes, the people in Eretz Yisrael are Bekiyim Lishma, but we want to make a gzeira. Whenever a get is taken a long distance across the border, whether it's this way or that way, we have a standard. The Shliach must say, Befonai Nichtav, Befonai Nichtam. This would be Rabba's way of explaining this opinion of these Chachamim, who hold differently from the Tanna Kamma. Rava would say, no, these Chachamim are not disagreeing with the Tanna Kamma. Quite the contrary. They're explaining, Rava would say, my position. They're saying, what's the difference how expert they are in the laws of Gittin and Lishma in Eretz Yisrael? People from Eretz Yisrael won't recognize signatures of a get written in the south of France, and people in the south of France won't recognize signatures of a get written in Eretz Yisrael. Ein edim mitzoyim lekaimo. It's a matter of how frequently people travel from one place to the other, when they don't travel frequently in either direction. So therefore, Rava would say that the Chachamim simply explain the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. The reason before v'nechtav v'nechtam is so that we recognize the fact of ein edim mitzuyim lekaimo, and in other words, no one locally who knows the signatures of the ones who signed this get, and we believe the shliach when he says, I saw it, it was signed before me, written before me, we believe him, and the get is no longer open to challenges from the husband of forgery. The Mishnah continues. V'hamevi mimedina limedina bimdina sayom tzorech sheyoma b'fonai nichtav u'b'fonai nechtam. If a person brings a get from Medina to Medina, from the south of France to Norway, he also has to recite b'fonai nichtav b'fonai nechtam. According to Rabbah, not in Norway and not in the south of France are people knowledgeable enough to know about the requirement for Lishma, and therefore we must establish that it was signed Lishma through this Shliach saying, B'fonai Nechtam, B'fonai Nechtam. Indeed, even according to Rabbah, if you would take a get from a town on the east of the south of France to the town on the west of the south of France, from ear to ear, from city in city, in the same Medina of the south of France, you would also need b'fonai nechtam b'fonai nechtam, because in the whole south of France, a bunch of ignoramuses who don't know about Lishma, who are einam b'kiyam Lishma. However, the Gemara says, an interesting twist, what about me Medina le Medina in Eretz Yisrael? Suppose there's a yeshiva in Bnei Brak, and the yeshiva, many yeshivas in Bnei Brak, and many yeshivas in Yerushalayim, and you send a get from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. According to Rabbah, you should not have to say b'fonai nichtav b'fonai nechtam, because they are b'kiyim lishma. They learn Maseches Gittin very thoroughly in many, many yeshivos in both Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim. However, Rabbah would agree in this point. Since, at least it's conceivable, once upon a time, now Baruch Hashem it's not true, but it once was true that traveling even from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak was not common, and people of Bnei Brak were not familiar with the signature of witnesses of Yerushalayim and vice versa. So therefore, Rabbah says, on that point I agree to Rava, that the factor of Ein Edim Mitzuyim Lekaimo, that there are not local witnesses who are sufficiently knowledgeable in the signature, about the signatures of witnesses in the other town, you would require b'fonai nechtav, b'fonai nechtav, even within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Finally, the Mishnah says further, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer afilu mehagmonia lehegmonia. Even if there's one city, but they're under two different sovereigns, uptown is under East Berlin and West Berlin, let's say, the Bronx and Brooklyn, right? The Bronx has its mayor and, or whatever, executive, county executive, and Brooklyn has its county executive. So it's two towns, one town, they're near each other, adjacent to each other, they're part of the same city, but they have two different hegemonim. It's related to the word, the Greek word, but we use it in English too, hegemony, H-E-G-E-M-O-N-Y. If the Lord Mayor of the Bronx says, I don't want any of those Brooklynites coming into my territory, and the Lord Mayor of Brooklyn says, I don't want any of those Bronx characters coming into my territory, then a get brought from the Bronx to Brooklyn, from Hegmonia to Hegmonia, would require b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtam. And the Gemara explains that the Mishnah here is actually referring to such a city in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason being, ein edim mitzuyim lekaimo. Since there are all these rules and regulations restricting travel from Brooklyn to the Bronx, it's not likely that people in the Bronx know the signatures of people in Brooklyn and vice versa. And even Rabbah, whose basic reason is because of Lishma, and here there's no problem of Lishma because there's plenty of yeshivas in both Bronx and Brooklyn that study Gittin, Rabbah believes that we have to be concerned for Rava's reasoning, ein edim mitzuyim lekaimo, since these are two different hegmonios, two different mayors or whatever. Mishnah Beis is a lot less complicated, at least if we just study the text of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, me Rekem, there is a city called Rekem, a town called Rekem, somewhere in the southeast of Eretz Yisrael, but outside, but at the border of Eretz Yisrael. So Rekem le Mizrach, at the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, there is a town called Rekem, and from Rekem eastward, and Rekem itself, Rekem Kim Mizrach, that's all outside Eretz Yisrael. So that you bring a get from Rekem or any point east of Rekem requires Bifonai Nichtav, etc. In the south, we have the town of Ashkelon. May Ashkelon ledorom v'Ashkelon kadorom. From Ashkelon and further south, and Ashkelon too, being considered part of the south, is not part of Eretz Yisrael for these purposes, not for political purposes. Don't tell this to the UN. For halachic get purposes, Ashkelon is outside the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. And similarly in the north, may Akko latzafon v'Akko katzafon. That any place from Akko further north, and Akko included, if a get is brought from Akko or any place further north than Akko, the shliach has to say, b'fonai nichtavu b'fonai nechtam. However, Rav Meir disagrees in the case of Akko and says, Rav Meir Omer, Akko ke'eretz Yisroel la'gitin. Akko is considered part of Eretz Yisroel as far as getting the concern. If a person brings a get from the husband in Akko to the wife in Yafo, the shliach does not have to say, b'fonai nichtav u'b'fonai nechtam. And so we have completed the opening first two Mishnayos of Maseches Gittin, completing lesson number 1.